me some music. Music. Moody food of us that trade in love. Let it alone. That's the billiards. Come, Charmian.
My arm is sore, but so is Marion.
As well a woman with a unit played as with a woman. Come, you'll play with me, sir.
As well as I can, madam.
And when good will is showed, there comes in short the acclimating pardon. Oh, none now. Give me mine angle. We use the river. There, my music playing far off, I will betray tawny thin fishes. My bended hook shall pierce their slimy jaws. And as I draw them up, I'll sink them every one an Anthony and say, ah, ah, you're caught.
It was merry when you wagered on your angling. When your diver did hang a salt fish on his hook, which he with fervency drew up that.
Oh, fine. I laughed him out of patience. And that night I loved him into patience. And next morn, ere the ninth hour, I drunk him to his bed. Then put my ties and mantles on him. Whilst I wore his sword finally. Oh, literally. Ram thou thy fruitful tidings in mine ears that long time have been barren.
Madam.
Anthony is dead. If thou say so, villain, thou killst thy mistress. But well and free, if thou so yield him, there's gold. And here are my bluest veins to kiss. A hand the kings have lipped and trembled, kissing.
First, madam, he is well.
Why, there's more gold. But Sir Mark, we used to say the dead are well. Bring it to that, the gold I give thee will I melt and pour down thy ill-uttering throat.
Good madam, hear me.
Well, go to, I will. There's no goodness in thy face. If Anthony be free and helpful, why so tart a favour to trumpet such good tidings? If not well, thou shouldst come like a fury, crowned with snakes. Come like a formal man.
Please, you hear me?
I have a mind to strike thee ere thou sleep. Yet if thou say Anthony lives, it well, or friends with Caesar, or not captive to him, I'll set thee in a shower of gold and hail rich pearls upon thee.
Madam, he's well.
Well said.
And friends with Caesar.
Thou art an honest man.
Caesar and he are greater friends than ever.
Make thee a fortune, certainly.
But yet, madam.
I do not like the yet. It doth allay the good precedence. Fie upon the yet. But yet is as a jailer to bring forth some monstrous malefactor. Pretty friends, pour out the pack of matter to mine ear, the good and bad together. His friend was Caesar, in state of health, thou sayest, and thou sayest free.
Oh, free, madam, no, I make no such report. He's bound unto Octavia.
For what could turn?
The best turn of the bed.
I'm pale, Charmian.
Madam, he's married to Octavia.
Look out, then, bastard! Pestilence upon me!
Madam, patience!
What are you? Hence, oh, horrible villain, I'll burn thine eyes like balls before me. I'll unhear thy head. Thou shalt be whipped with wire, killed in brine, smarting and lingering.
Gracious madam, either to bring the news, but not the match.
Say it is not so. A province I will give thee and make thy fortunes proud. The blow thou hadst shall make thy peace for moving me to rage. And I will boot thee with what gift beside thy modesty can say.
He's married, madam.
Rogue. Again. Though I am mad, I will not bite him. Call!
He is afeard to come.
I will not hurt him! These hands do lack nobility, that they strike a meaner than myself, since I myself have given myself a cause. Come hither, sir. Though it be honest, it is never good to bring bad news. Give to a gracious message and host of tongues, but let ill tidings tell themselves when they be felt.
I've done my duty.
Is he married? I cannot hate thee worse than I do if thou again say yes.
He's married.
God confound! I did. So half my Egypt was submerged and made a system of scaled snakes. Go, get thee hence. Had thou not citizen thy face to me, thou wouldst appear most ugly. He is married.
Pray,
your Highness,
pardon.
He is married!
Take no offense that I would not offend you. It's to punish me for what you make me do. It seems quite unequal. He is married to Octavia.
It is fault should make a knave of thee that art not what thou art sure of. Get thee hence. The merchandise that thou hast brought from Rome are all too dear for me. Lie they upon thy hand and be undone by them.
Good, your Highness. Patience.
In praising Antony, I have dispraised Caesar.
Many times, madam.
I am paid for it now. Lead me from hence, I say. Oh, why? Tis no matter. Go to the fellow, good Alexis. Bid him report the feature of Octavia. Her years, her inclination. Let him not leave out the cover of her hair. Give me word quickly. Let him forever go. Let him not. Charmian. So he be painted one way like a gorgon, the other way to Mars. Did you, Alexis, bring me word how tall she is? Pity me, Charmian. But do not speak to me.